All right. Item number five is motion to prepare for bankruptcy. That's Jacobson Crozier.
No, sir. Find out.
I'm sorry, that's not item number five?
No.
Can you not hear me, saying point of order?
I can hear you, Ms. Roberts, but you said you have a point of order. I'm not trying to skip over your point of order. I'm just trying to clarify where we are so we can move on with your point of order. And we're on item number five, correct, Mr. Secretary?
No, I think we're on item number 10 because that was moved up. That was the amendment to the... So we're on item number 10 about the free attacker.
You are absolutely correct. I apologize, Ms. Roberts. Please go ahead.
Does someone have the agenda in front of them? I'm having trouble opening it up. Can someone else read it? Can anyone hear me?
Can someone read that from Ms. Roberts?
What did you say?
Well, I can read it. I can read the motion. So, right. Move that on Thursday, December 21st, 2017, which is next week, beginning at 8:45, PMD will conduct a 30-minute interview with five candidates for its two affiliate director seats. Considering that the candidates may have holiday-related other plans by Saturday, December 9th, the PMD Secretary shall notify all candidates of the date in the interview time range of 8:45 to roughly 10 p.m. and offer the candidates a choice of time with preference to those in the Eastern Time Zone and in order the nomination received. Candidates shall also be notified that they are to be seated by teleconference along with the other 2018 directors on Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Director for the board majority and one from the board minority are asked to volunteer immediately after this motion to jointly prepare 10 questions, of which two shall be asked of each candidate at the meeting. Those volunteer directors will also serve as the questionnaires at the interview meeting on December 21st. Secretary shall distribute ballots by 11:45 Eastern Time, December 28th, to be completed and returned to the teller. And the second ballot, the CPM, Terry Goodman and Joseph Davis, by 11:45 Eastern Time on January 4th. Ballot opening can be witnessed at KPFT on Saturday, January 6th, the time to be announced.
Thank you, Aki. One change to the motion is that since this was sent for last week, it said Saturday, December 9th, and I would now ask that it be Friday, whatever's tomorrow, it's Friday the 15th.
Okay.
This motion?
Please. Second.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Adriana
seconded. Okay, Adriana, I'm having trouble understanding Mr. Diaz.
It was the day. I just want a clarification on the date, the change to what date?
So 15th, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow the 15th to contact them.
Asking Aki to make contact tomorrow, since the original intention was to contact have been made last Saturday.
Right. Okay.
And this means that Ms. Roberts, and this means that we'll take up this whole matter on the next meeting?
Well, it'll happen at the next
meeting. No. It'll happen at the next meeting. No. I didn't mean to take up this item. I meant that he'll contact the people tomorrow like you request, and then we'll they'll be on the line with us next meeting, correct?
Next day. And I would ask Jan to volunteer with me to be to prepare the questions.
Okay.
But that's not.
You said okay. Are there any objections to this motion?
Crozier?
Mr. Crozier?
I don't object except the two dates in January and the last two paragraphs need to be 2018 instead of 2017, because that's kind of obvious.
Right.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask one more time. Are there any objections to Ms. Roberts' motion? Good. Hearing no objections, the motion passes.
On the question of Jen, are you available to work with me on this?
Ms. Goodman?
Pass.
Ms. Goodman? No.
Yeah.
Ms. Goodman, Ms. Roberts is asking if you're available to help her with this.
Okay.
Sorry, my head.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Fascinating. Ms. Roberts,
sorry,
can you take that over?
I had a
bit later on.
I had something that I had to do, so I was not able to. I wasn't paying attention. Now I'm focused. What am I supposed to?
Ms. Roberts, could you please explain to Ms. Goodman?
The motion includes language that a member of the majority and a member of the minority on the board will work to prepare the questions for the candidates. And I'm asking whether you are available
to work on that.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of drowning in other Pacifica things. Is there anybody else who can? I'm certainly, I would like to.
That's fine. Can
is there someone else who can?
From the majority?
Okay.
Sabrina Jacobs? I nominate Sabrina Jacobs.
Robert Marks? I'm sure about you.
Yeah. How about maybe Robert Marks?
Robert Marks.
Either one.
Mr. Mark, are you there? Is he on this call?
I have to decline. How about Sabrina Jacobs? I nominate Sabrina Jacobs, please.
Ms. Jacobs?
No.
Okay. Ms. Roberts, is it possible that you can work this out? And if you haven't...
Okay.
Got it worked out. Mara, perhaps we can get some help.
I can prepare questions. It's not a problem.
You know what? I'll work on it. It is very important, and I'll just somehow figure it out. I'll figure out the time, and I'll work with you, Serene, on it.
Okay. And if for some reason you can't let myself or the secretary know, we'll try to find some way to help her. That motion passes. Mr. Secretary, so now we are on item number 5, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And that's 15 minutes. And that is a motion by Mr. Crozier and Ms. Jacobs.
Grace for the stack.
Just a moment. Ms. Jacobs, Sabrina, you want to read this motion? Or Bill?
Bill, can you read the motion?
Bill.
Yes, we can hear.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Bill.
And a minute before the meeting, I'll include that in what I read. This is a motion to prepare for bankruptcy. Whereas the posting of the judge's decision in the Empire State Realty Trust lawsuit means that Pacifica, parenthesis we, has limited time before ESRT will commence execution of its judgment by levying against Pacifica bank accounts and real property. And whereas on December 14th, 2017, ESRT filed a notice of entry of judgment for $1,839,586 in California, which means that after 30 days from then, the court may order that a writ of execution or other enforcement may issue, and Pacifica's money and property in California could then be taken from us without further notice from the court. And whereas similar action may be taken in New York, the District of Columbia, and Texas without the 30-day waiting period required in California. And whereas on December 11th, 2017, ESRT filed the ESRT judgment in Texas, which could allow ESRT to begin enforcement of the judgment in Texas and seize Pacifica assets there. And whereas getting a loan with liens on real estate means that even bankruptcy would not protect such real estate if Pacifica failed to fulfill all the terms of the loan, including making timely interest payments, thus making it imperative not to get such a loan before filing bankruptcy. And whereas we already owe several $100,000 more to ESRT for attorney's fees and additional unpaid tower lease fees since May, with the amount increasing each month. And whereas we do not have adequate funds for other critical near-term obligations, including employee pensions from the last few years, estimated at $750,000 to $1 million, ESB tower lease payments from now until June 2020, parenthesis approximately $2 million. And whereas we owe an additional $3 to $5 million to other creditors, and whereas we do not have adequate cash flow to pay for more than a small amount of the above, and whereas we had hoped to get a forbearance agreement with ESRT to give us time before they move to seize assets to satisfy the judgment, but we still have no such agreement. And whereas efforts have been made and are still being made to secure a loan to allow payment of the judgment and other near-term financial obligations for which Pacifica does not have adequate cash flow to pay them, but we have no such loan yet and do not know if or when we may be able to get one, and do not know if the loan terms would be acceptable. And whereas it will take significant time to finish the advance preparations needed in case we have to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy to stop collection activities by ESRT. And whereas the December holidays mean that the Pacifica staff will not be as readily available to work on this and their regular duties later this month, while further delays in preparing for Chapter 11 filing may mean that we might not be ready in time to prevent seizure of assets in some of our areas. Therefore, be it resolved, there's two resolves now. The first one is that the Pacifica National Board, PNB, it authorizes IED Bill Crozier and CFO Sam Agarwal to complete advanced preparations for filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and reorganization, including advanced preparations for 7 and 14 reporting requirements that are due after the actual filing, and be it further resolved, this is the second one, that the PNB further authorizes IED Bill Crozier and CFO Sam Agarwal to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and reorganization if seizure of assets appears imminent and there is not enough time to have a PNB meeting to authorize such filing. And I'll just say briefly to motivate it, this is probably the most important thing we need to do in this meeting, and we cannot wait any longer. This is we're facing imminent seizure of assets if we don't do something quickly. I don't know how fast they can work in Texas. They could in New York and D.C. They could also move pretty quickly to start seizing assets, and the clock is ticking in California also, starting January 12th, they could start seizing things there. And it will take some time to finish preparing for filing bankruptcy. I think it's imminent. It's very important, and our attorney has strongly advised us. Says basically we have to complete preparations for bankruptcy. I'll also point out that the two bankruptcy attorneys we spoke with in the last few months both said that while it's nice to avoid bankruptcy, we should try to avoid it, that when you get to this point, you have to make preparations for filing because they could clean out our assets and shut down our operations. So I move that we approve this motion.
Are there any objections to this motion?
Yes, this is Grace. I have a motion, and okay. I have to be on the stack.
Okay, you're on the stack. You can state your objection. I heard someone else's voice.
I heard a
woman's voice.
Okay, this is Grace.
Just a moment. Grace, there is. Never mind. Go ahead, Grace. Anybody else
okay,
is speaking?
I emailed you all a motion to postpone consideration of open session agenda item, motion to prepare for bankruptcy. And I'm going to read it. that this bankruptcy preparation motion be postponed until the PNB gets answers to the following questions about bankruptcy so that it can make an informed decision. These questions should be answered in writing by our bankruptcy attorney. One, if Pacifica does not have the ready cash to pay for expenses related to bankruptcy, such as legal expenses, extra accounting staff ordered by the court, other specialists hired at Pacifica's expense, etc., will those payments be delayed, or if not, how will they be paid? Two, will the Pacifica bylaws be set aside in bankruptcy? What is the chance of this happening? Three, will the Pacifica National Board be put aside in bankruptcy? What is the chance of that happening? Four, our bylaws state that a vote of the entire membership of Pacifica is needed before a transmission, signal, or sale can be approved. Can this segment of the bylaws be set aside by the judge? Five, would it be possible to obtain a loan if we are in bankruptcy? If so, approximately what would be the interest rate for such a loan? Six, as a signal swap or sale is a lengthy process because other negotiations with the buyer, because after negotiations with the buyer taking at least 2 months, there has to be an affirmative vote of the membership, which would take at least an additional 4 months, followed by a 90-day FCC approval process, and possibly other lengthy delays. In your opinion, would the Committee of Creditors and the judge wait for a signal swap or sale, or alternatively push for the sale of real estate as Pacifica owns 4 properties free and clear worth over $10 million? That's it. I think that we need to motivate this. I think we need to have.
Okay, Ms. Aaron, there's already a motion on the floor. I hate to say that you're hijacking the stack. You're hijacking the stack. You are.
This is a motion to postpone.
This motion was seconded by Ms. Rogers, but we're going to get to it. We're going to vote on it, but we're going to vote on everything. And
point of order, I think it is.
Right now, what's going on is complete and utter negligence, considering what the Attorney General's office just stated early on this call. However, we're going to proceed. Bill,
why is this an open session?
Ask you what? Why is this an open session? Because it all needs to be an open session. Everything is going to be an open session. It's been encouraged by many members that we don't do enough things in open session. And thanks for your question, but you're out of order because you didn't say point of order. This motion has been seconded. We're going to go ahead, and then we can go to Grace's motion afterwards if you like. Is there anyone else who wishes to be on the stack? Sam was on the stack next after Grace. And Aaron, I said you your motion was all an email right away as we're running out of time. And then Nancy. Sam, go ahead.
Jonathan, I have a point of order.
What point of order? What's your point of order?
Point of order's go first.
What's your point of order, Nancy?
This could be discussed in closed session. I move that we table this discussion until we get to closed session. And put it first on closed session.
Mr. Agarwal, you have 90 seconds.
Yeah, thank you, and good evening, everybody.
Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Mr.
Chair, you need to vote. You need to vote on there. You need to vote on it and vote on it.
I thought my ruling was obvious.
Confidentiality.
I speak when my phone's muted. No, I ruled this is going to be in open session.
I object.
Good. So there's a challenge to my ruling. But we're still fine. Mr. Secretary, we're going to go to a vote. First, we're going to go to a vote on whether or not this is going to be in a closed session, which started 3 minutes ago. Pardon me?
May I speak on the ruling, on the challenge?
Yes, speak on the challenge, Mr. Crozier.
You know, there's nothing about this that is proprietary or involves legal.
I've given him the floor. Nobody else has the floor. Mr. Crozier has the floor. Don't make me say it again.
May I have the floor?
You have the floor.
The hell
There's nothing about this motion that needs to be hidden from the public. Our members deserve to hear this stuff. We've been talking too much in executive session, and there's nothing in this motion should be in executive session. Yeah, all this stuff should be in open session. It's nothing about legal strategy or negotiations or contracts. And clearly, this is very important. Our members deserve and need to hear this.
Okay.
And it's uncovered.
That's all that I'm going to allow for that. We're going to put that vote
and open meetings requirements.
We're going to a vote on this right now. Mr. Secretary, a yes vote oppose the ruling of the chair. And then we will vote on this item or discuss and then vote on this item in open session. A no vote is against the ruling of the chair, at which point we would not go on this item and we would be at time anyways during vote a closed session. Or actually, no, that's not how it would work. If you do not uphold the ruling of the chair, then this matter will be discussed in closed session, will be the first item in the closed session. But whether or not this open session meeting continues depends on the body voting to whether or not to extend time. Are you clear?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Point of order.
All right.
It doesn't this session go to 11 o'clock?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got the time wrong. You're correct. Thank you very much. It's Eastern Pacific time. Go ahead, Aki.
Okay.
Take the vote.
Okay. Grace, this is for the building of the chair.
Part of information.
Pass. Pass.
Okay, you pass. All right.
Information, Mr. Chair.
We're in the middle of a vote. What's your question, Mr. Brown?
What happened to Grace's motion?
Grace's motion is going to come after.
Yeah, you'll be considered once
you imagine this. You have a motion, Mr. Brown, and then I say, you know what, I have a motion. Then you would never get a motion if we just jumped in. It's not fair. That's how I'm ruling.
Okay. David Beaton, this is to keep it in the open session.
Yes, keep it public.
Okay, Beaton, yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Okay, Brown is no. Adriana Kashina?
Yes. Keep it in the open.
Adriana. Okay. Duke Claudio?
Yes.
Roger, yes. Kathy Davis? Catherine?
Pass.
Okay, Catherine passes. Benito? Yes. Okay, Benito pass. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan Goodman is no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes, I've pulled the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Ken Morpher?
Pass.
Okay, Morpher pass. Robert Mark? Robert Mark?
Yes.
Marcus, yes. Serene? Serene Roberts? Serene? Okay, then good to you. Mansour Sabah?
Pass.
Pass. Mansour Kian Skurgis?
Yes.
Skurgis, yes. Nancy Sullivan? Nancy? Okay, Alex.
Can you hear me?
Yep. What did Nancy say? What did you say, Nancy?
I'm sure. I thought I was muted. I say no.
Okay, Nancy is no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. All right. Tanaka is yes. Tenda Shibanda?
No.
Tenda is no. Andrea Turner?
Yes. Transparency. Keep it open. Yes.
Okay. Turner is yes. Muscular? Washington?
Bye.
Muscular?
No.
Okay, Muscular is no. Well, let me get to Grace. You passed. Grace?
I vote no. No.
Okay, Grace is no. All right. Jonathan, Alexander?
Yes, open session, transparency.
All right, Jonathan says. Catherine Davis, you passed.
Yes.
Okay, Davis says yes. All right. Benito, yes, you passed.
Grace, I vote yes on this.
Okay, great.
Yes,
votes.
I changed my vote.
All right, Benito Diaz?
I vote no, and this is a joke. These people are not interested in transparency. This is a
problem.
I'm calling you to order a second time.
Okay, Ken Wolfer, you pass.
Yes.
Wolfer, yes, all right. And then Mansour, you pass.
Abstain.
Mansour? Okay, Mansour abstain. All right. All right, I think I've got all the votes.
No, not all of them. You're missing Serene.
You're lucky. You are.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Serene, how do you vote?
I think it is so rich that the people who have been hammering us for secrecy for months now suddenly do it
yes, yes or no.
As much as possible. As though
yes or no or
yes or no. Yes or no.
Yes. Religion or the
diatribe. Yes or no.
Too much grief.
Yes or
gonna,
no.
We're going to have people recording your vote, Ms. Roberts, so I'm going to mute your phone for a moment, and I'm going to remind everyone to please let the secretary understand your vote. There we go. Ms. Roberts, would you care to vote now? Okay.
Yeah, I think y'all are a bunch of hypocrites. You pushed one line.
So is that a yes or a no vote?
No. Very interesting.
Ms. Roberts, and I'm going to warn the entire body, if you cannot vote when you're called upon by the secretary, we will mark you as abstaining.
All right. So anyway,
we'll mark yourself as being at best contradictory.
And Ms. Roberts, I'm going to call you to order a second time. We don't need all of your commentary.
So we can continue. So we need to extend time, Chair.
So and now I'm muting your phone for the rest of the meeting. Chair. Thank you, Roberts.
You got Chair.
Yes, Mr. Secretary, will you please give me the tally of the vote?
It's 13 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention, and 1 vote not recorded. Anyway, the chair sitting is sustained, so we need to extend time to go with this item. So we need
Let the record show that Ms. Roberts has trouble controlling herself during the vote, and that's why her vote was not recorded. So we can be sure to approve that in next meeting's minutes. Now we have to extend time. I will entertain a motion to extend time.
Point of information.
Extend time 10 minutes.
Are there any objections to 10 minutes? Are there any objections to extending time for 10 minutes?
I object.
Mr. Diaz, okay, there are objections, so we're going to have to go to a vote on it. Prior to that, however, I believe I heard Ms. Sassanis.
Yes, sir. I have a question for the chair, because I heard you, Sabrina, and some of the members make a commentary when they vote. But I don't know why.
Yes, you did, and I would be glad to explain that to you, Ms. Kasaneff. First of all, I would ask that we all refrain from it, even though it does happen sometimes. However, in Ms. Roberts' case, she seems to almost be unable to speak without insulting someone each and every time. And I would ask the secretary to please note my words that I just spoke. Put it in the minutes. Do you have any other questions, Ms. Kasaneff? Thank you. And Mr. Shabana, I've been just waiting to mute your phone. I've been waiting all night for you to insult me. Is there a name you wish to call me different from last week? Then I can just pick your phone and get it out of the way, and we can continue with the meeting. Okay, thank you. Now, Mr. Secretary.
I would like to speak.
Yes, sir, please. You may have the floor.
I think that you're totally out of order in the way you are conducting business at this particular point.
Do you have a copy of Robert's Rules right there with you?
It doesn't matter about Robert's Rules or not. You cannot conduct a meeting like this as a chair, muting people at your whim. That is not
that's
what
why we're using the MySpace system. So when members become unruly and refuse to be called to order, something has to be done. Banging a gavel on the table doesn't help. So what I have to do in this situation is mute the members who are unruly. That way all members get a fair chance to speak and be heard. Mr. Shabanda, very much.
Well,
and we are going to move into the law. Just a order. I'm going to order.
Telling you, the reason the member is speaking.
Actually, and now Mr. Shabanda's phone's been muted. Understand, the Pacifica Foundation is in a dire situation, and we are attempting to rectify that situation, and instead, this meeting just denigrated into snarky comments and time-wasting behavior, and you should all be ashamed of yourself. The members of the Pacifica Foundation and the employees of the Pacifica Foundation deserve better. You were just told and reminded of your fiduciary responsibilities by the Attorney General's office at the beginning of this meeting. Now, I will entertain a motion to extend time. I heard one for 10 minutes. Are there any objections to extending time for 10 minutes?
Objection, Benito.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Diaz. Mr. Secretary, we will now go to a vote. A yes vote extends time for 10 minutes, and no vote does not. Take the
all
vote.
Right. All right. So we're voting on time extension. Grace Allen?
Pass.
Okay. Grace passes. All right. David Beaton?
Yes.
Okay. Beaton is yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Jim Brown is yes. Adriana Kasanev? Adriana? All right, let me get back to you. Bill Collier? Extend 10 minutes?
Yes. Or abstain.
Collier? Okay, okay. Collier abstains. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Okay, Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. All right. Chan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Chan Goodman is yes. Sabina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Lofa?
Yes.
Okay, Ken Lofa is yes. And, Bubba Mark?
Yes.
Bubba Mark is yes. Sabine Roberts? Sabine? Okay, got to you. Mansour Sabah?
Yes.
Sabah is yes. Chiam? Chiam Spurs?
Yes.
Spurs is yes. Nancy Soldier? Nancy?
Well.
Nancy is no. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Temba? Spanda? Temba? And go to you. Andrea Turner? 10 minute extension?
Yes.
Okay, Turner is yes. Muscular? Washington?
No. No.
Muscular is no. Grace, you passed.
Yes.
Grace? Grace is yes. Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay, Jonathan?
Yes.
Good, Jonathan, yes. Adriana? Kessner? Adriana? Okay, I'm not getting you. All right. Serene?
Crozier, change my vote to yes. Oh, sorry.
Okay, Crozier votes yes, all right. Serene? Have they got a vote for you?
I didn't know. He must have
supposed to
mute me. Am I muted now?
I think you are. I can't hear you at all. Let's see. Temba Shibanda?
I asked if I'm muted, and you said, I think you are. I can't hear you at all. That's beautiful.
That was a joke.
Temba Shibanda? Temba? You said that? Temba? Let's see. Temba? someone on the line here? Penda. Okay, I'm not getting your vote here. All right. Adriana, I didn't get your vote also. Adriana? All right. I'm not getting Adriana. All right. In any case, I have, yes.
Are they muted? Are they muted?
No.
I don't think so.
You know, this is the point. The only people that can see that is you guys. We can't tell for sure if they're muted or not.
That's a very good point, Ms. Jordan. Thank you very much. However, I can tell you right now, Mr. Secretary, take a look at your screen. And okay, it looks anyway. Like... Linda has hung up, and you didn't. I think you recorded my vote.
Mr. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. We can hear you.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. So what is? What is your vote, Adriana? What is your vote?
I refuse to disqualify. Hello? You need to vote before sanctioning members, Mr. Chair, and you cannot lecture. I'm sorry.
All right.
I don't think I understand what you said.
Chair.
Yes?
Chair? Okay, so we have 15 yes, 4 no, and no vote from Adriana. And
what vote did you record for me?
I vote yes.
You voted yes.
Yes, you voted
okay.
Yes.
Seems like ages ago.
So anyway, 10 minutes, so we'll go from 20 after, so we'll go to 30 after. Okay. We have 10 minutes, please.
Great, and we have minutes to do what now? Where are we? Oh, right.
Well, number
we are
five.
On item yeah. number.
Well, I was speaking at that
great.
Time.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
I was about to speak to the motion on the floor, to Bill's motion. Please, Sam, you have 90 seconds. Enjoy.
Excuse me, Benito, point of order.
What's your point of order, Benito?
If Bill made a motion and then Grace made a substitute afterward, then we have to deal with the substitute first.
I already ruled on that, and that wasn't really a substitute motion. It was just a motion. It was a motion to... I don't know. But I've already ruled on that. And Sam's speaking on this. And goodness, if we don't want this to speak, God help us, everyone. You have the floor for 90 seconds starting now, Sam.
Okay. Thank you very much. So I would be very brief because the important point is that we need the authorization to prepare for bankruptcy immediately. And I want to be go on record. This is an open session. If we have not been granted the permission to start preparing for the advanced preparations, we will not be able to comply with the 7-day and the 14-day requirements that are necessary, that are mandated by the bankruptcy law immediately after filing for the bankruptcy. It does not mean that we file. That is secondary. But if we are not prepared, then our petition will fail. And that will be very disastrous for Pacifica Foundation. Anybody can take a look at the schedules that we have to prepare and the questionnaires that we have to fill out. And it becomes very apparent. It is very obvious to anybody. And given this, the staffing shortage, we just don't have the time. Empire State is not wasting a single day. They have demonstrated very clearly that they have filed the entry of judgment in California, in Texas. Our accounts in New York are under trouble, under jeopardy, because that can be levied instantly. So I will depend on the attorney's advice, and I will caution actually not to delay this authorization anymore.
Time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Agarwal. Okay, people, we're running out of time on everything. If someone else wished to speak to this item, and then we're going
to
go for a
Grace.
We'll go a vote on the other one. Who was that?
Grace.
Sabrina? Grace?
Grace.
Wow,
Nancy,
can you already
Nancy.
To this, Grace?
Nancy. It was Nancy.
And Nancy, hold on.
And Catherine.
No, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. I had a stack. Nancy was after Sam. Then I'm going to let Catherine go because she hasn't had a chance to speak yet, and then we'll go to Grace. So, again, Nancy, Catherine, Grace. Okay, this was the earlier.
I have
a stack. I'm sorry?
Serene.
Hello? Who is that?
Ken Laufer. I haven't spoken either.
Ken Laufer, I got you. I can't hear you. But that's because I forgot to put your phone back on mute because I muted you for the rest of this meeting. Focus here. There we go. Okay.
Adriana.
Ms., you have the floor. Oh, and Adriana, you're after Ken Laufer. Adriana. So right now we got Nancy.
Excuse me. And then Benito, Mr. Chair.
Hold on. Hold on, Benito.
Sir, there's only 5 minutes left to this.
I know, and that's probably more than we have, and that's 90 seconds each. So, Nancy, please.
Okay, so I have the impression from what Sam just said is that the New York just sent a notice to Texas about the notice that they sent to California. Like, California is the main... is where a corporate headquarters is, and the thing on that notice said that they were that they could start acting in 30 days. So it sounds like they're just sending that notice to Texas to have that court be aware that in 30 days the California they have permission to start collecting from Pacifica, which they have to do in California. And so probably the same thing would be in New York and D.C., though. So it's probably the time limit that was set in California. But at any rate, that from what you said, that sounds like what it is. The other question I have is, have you finished preparing for filing for bare bones filing?
Sam, could you answer those questions, please?
Bare bones is complete, but the information is getting dated now. The information was prepared as of September 30th. So we will have to update that information if we have to file.
Sam, could you respond to what you said? Could you clarify as to the 30 days for California, why California was given 30 days as opposed to the other states?
Well, that was not my question. No. Actually, was not a question. And I think Sam's not a lawyer. I don't think he can clarify.
You were restating what the chief financial officer said.
Well, you were
reinterpreting his words. And what you were doing then? It wasn't a question?
I'm not either, Sam. I'm just saying that's another interpretation.
Adriana, I don't need your help.
I'm just saying another interpretation that Texas might... Maybe there's no time limit because everybody gets the time limit that's set already in California, which is 30 days.
Mr. Mark, what is your point of personal privilege?
What that legal opinion is completely inaccurate. They're registering their judgment in California so they can enforce it in California. They're registering their judgment in Texas so they can enforce it in Texas. The difference is California gives you 30 days to respond before the filing has any legal effect, whereas in Texas, the filing has legal effect immediately. So as of right now, there is a $1.8 million lien on real estate in Harris County.
Thank you, Mr. Mark.
The only way you get rid of it is bankruptcy.
Ms. Davis, you're next on the stack.
Yes. May I ask a point of clarification before I make... I would like to...
Go ahead.
Okay. Grace put forth a motion, and you said that it was not a replacement motion, so that it would just stand as something to vote on, and then we would vote on the second motion that was put forth by Bill, or... Does that motion require?
That's how I ruled earlier, and that's what we're going to do because we're going to vote on this in open session.
That
then I...
No, you have a question?
I have a...
So you wanted to speak motion. To this...
Okay. Yeah, I have a replacement motion for this motion that was presented by Bill and Sabrina. And it's simply one paragraph taken out of the full motion. Be it resolved...
So it's an amendment to their motion, is that what you're saying?
It's in a replacement motion for Bill and Sabrina's motion, replacement. And
okay, so if you have a replacement motion, then we're going to go ahead and we're going to vote on that, I guess, after Grace's motion, since you're not going to amend the motion.
I would like to...
Point of order, Benito.
That was my ruling. You can challenge it if you like.
Point of order, Benito.
What's your point of order, Mr. Diaz?
Yes, Mr. Chair. When someone says replacement motion, I have to assume that they are referring to a substitute motion. So again, just as what I said about Grace's earlier motion, a substitute motion, whether you call it replacement or substitute or whatever you want to call it, the point is, that has to be discussed and voted on first, and then when you dispose of that one way or the other, then you go back to the main motion.
Mr. Diaz, I decided not to assume. That's why I asked for clarification from the member, and she clarified for me, and she called it a replacement motion. And I hate to think that I would understand what's in the member's mind better than she would, or I would hate to think that you understand what's in her mind more than you. I apologize.
Time is up for this category.
Time is up for this. What? No. You're the timekeeper for the speakers, right?
I asked
time is up
because I was confused about your ruling. And since you
But now that we're out of time for this, here's what's going to happen. It's time to go to a vote.
I move to extend for 15 minutes on this, Nancy.
Benito, I second.
Are there objections to extending this meeting for 15 minutes? Hearing none.
This item, yeah. Right?
Because the meeting ends at 11. I'm sorry. This item. Are there any objections to extending this item for 15? Was it 15?
Yes.
For 15 minutes. Hearing none. We are now extended for 15 minutes.
I object. I'd like to make it for 10.
Why would you object after it?
Never mind.
I apologize.
Never mind.
Please. Object. Just, you know, this seems, at some point, this starts to seem like dilatory behavior. If we wait until after the vote to verify, we wait until after it's time and do that, it all takes a little bit of extra time. So while I'm not going to say that it's actual dilatory behavior, I'm going to ask that members try to pay a little bit closer attention to what's going on. I'm going to ask that we come a little bit better prepared for the meetings. If you have, you know, a motion that you're going to state during the meeting, have it, you know, somewhere nearby so you can read it so as not to waste this body's time, as it seems like fiddling while Rome burns. At this time, the next person on the stack is Grace Aaron. What?
Okay. I would like my motion to postpone to be on the floor. It's appropriate for it to be considered before the main motion.
When would you like to postpone this to?
Certainly. Until we get answers from our bankruptcy attorney to the questions that I put forward in the motion. That's the stipulation. It would seem to me that the decision to go into bankruptcy, the board should definitely have a consultation with our bankruptcy attorney. We have not had this should be facilitated. There were questions asked last week, and that was not facilitated, and these are, this is an important decision on the part of the PNB, and we have the right to have as much information as needed to make this difficult decision, and therefore it would make sense for us to consult with our bankruptcy attorney as a board. Fort Greene did give his opinion, but he is not a bankruptcy attorney. And there has been a lot of rumors about the effects of bankruptcy and the details of bankruptcy. As a director, I would like more information before deciding on what our course of action should be. I think that that's proper. It speaks to what the representative from the California Registry of Charitable Trusts told us, that it's our fiduciary duty to get all the information we need to make difficult decisions. And in keeping with that, I think we should postpone consideration of this motion until we have the questions answered that I put forward.
Fine. Because obviously we have all the time in the world before we have to make any decisions. What do we have to worry about, Grace? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and we're going to vote on Grace's motion. Then we're going to vote on Bill's motion. And we're just going to stop pretending that, you know, we're just going to vote on these things and be done with it. What difference does it make? What could go wrong?
We discussed.
And so after you on the stack, Miss Aaron, is Grace. I'm sorry. is Ken Lawfer. We are going to go to your motion and then back to Bill's motion. So could you restate your motion? Grace.
Would you like me to read the entire motion? Did you say?
Yeah, especially or get the specifics because you said delay, but, you know, specifics about time, et cetera.
Okay. This is a motion to postpone until we get answers to the following questions from our bankruptcy attorney. I'm going to just repeat them as I remember them, but you have the written motion. I read the motion before exactly as it was written, but I don't have it to hand. So it's basically, first of all, to find out if our bylaws will be suspended during bankruptcy. Next, will the board be suspended during bankruptcy? Next, in the opinion of the bankruptcy attorney, will the Committee of Creditors or the judge set aside the section of the bylaws that say that there must be a membership vote if there's a signal swap or sale? Next, how would the cost of bankruptcy be paid itself in bankruptcy? And that would be cost of extra accountants, attorney's fees, extra specialists that would be hired at Pacifica's expense by the court. If we don't have the money to pay for that during bankruptcy, does the payment get postponed and billed to us later, or will we have to pay in some other way? Then what is the opinion of the bankruptcy attorney about, because of the process of a signal swap or sale is very lengthy, 2 months to negotiate the sale, pending approval of the PNB, then 4 months for a membership vote, then another 90 days for FCC, at minimum of 90 days for FCC approval, 30 days of that is a public
comment. Okay, that's long.
Period.
I'm sorry, Grace, we're running out of time. I assume that you already did send it to us in writing, though, right? I think I have it.
Yes, I sent it to you in writing. There are questions that this board really needs to have before deciding to move into bankruptcy. And we need
Fine.
Consultation with our
Fine.
Bankruptcy
okay,
attorney.
Okay, okay. This is all trying my patience. So here's what we're going to do. Mr. Secretary, we're going to go to a vote. A yes vote passes Ms. Aaron's motion. And
Mr. Chair Benito.
Oh yes, Mr. Benito.
I'm still on the stack.
I understand. There are people still on the stack. Actually, what I have Ken and Adriana on the stack, and I want to hear Ken and Adriana more than they actually want to speak. Except for, I'm not sure if that's how it works. Benito, is that what your point of order is?
My point of order is that, number one, yes, like you just said, Adriana said, there are more people on the stack. And furthermore, since Grace finally got to make her motion, we finally got it on the floor. So now we have to have some people speak in favor, speak against, and she has the right to motivate it.
Are there any objections to me since Grace's motion essentially contradicts Bill's motion? Are there any objections to me using the same stack? Good. Okay. So that okay. And Benito, I assume you also want to be on the stack, right?
But I don't
Bill
understand
also.
What you just said.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Yes, I want to be on the stack, but I don't understand your last statement using the same.
Oh no, because it's essentially it's what I'm. Your point's well taken, first of all, and so before we go to that vote, we should listen to the rest of the people on the stack. That's what you were saying. I think that's what Adriana was saying, and I'm not disagreeing.
Grace has to have the right to motivate, and we.
And she already motivated. I think she's like about.
Or and against.
I can't imagine somebody motivated. And we're running out of time for this meeting, and I think we all get the point. We know the end result will be that we will have to go. We will not vote on, but we will, but we won't go and file for bankruptcy. We won't allow Sam to file for bankruptcy. Essentially, Grace asked for more time on the motion. The motion, by the way, came to us in an email. Are you sure you sent that, Grace? Because I have a question about your first line before I proceed. Is this a motion to delay? What was it?
No, it's a motion to postpone until we get the following until we get the questions answered by our bankruptcy attorney.
So to be clear, you think before the board votes on whether or not we should do bankruptcy like the CFO and the IED think that we should get some more information? I guess we should know if we'll find that people can speak on the stack. But it's my understanding that we actually got a lot of the information that you requested. At least I seem to have some in my inbox. But the next person on the stack is Ken Laufer, who has not had a chance to speak this evening. So, Mr. Laufer, you have the floor.
Since we owe so much money in bankruptcy, it's going to cost another large amount of money, I believe. I think we have an emergency situation here. And I really think we should have a network-wide, including affiliates and major donors, we should have a network-wide fundraising for the emergency immediately. And I propose a motion on that. Hello?
I second it.
Right.
So we're going to vote on a fundraiser now?
A major network-wide fundraising just for this emergency.
Okay, thank you very... Yeah, so you're trying to put that in the form of a motion. That's what you want us to do, huh? We just can't vote on any...
That's out of
order. So is there any about this? It's only 22 of us on the board. So just hypothetically, what if after your motion, Mr. Laufer, then the next person to speak to it is Adriana? What if she had a motion? Then after that, Benito had a motion. Do you think we could handle that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should put this question to the secretary or to the public at large listening.
Good idea.
Mr. Laufer, mm-hmm. send that motion to us in writing while I move on to the next speaker on the stack.
Oh, I should put that motion in writing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So
and maybe someone will
say,
I think I heard.
I have to turn on my computer. That'll take a while.
Ask everyone, when these meetings start, get your computers all fired up, get your agendas ready to go, get your Robert's Rules of Order out, because we're going to have to be more prepared for these meetings. As Mr. Laufer just stated, we're in a dire situation. It behooves us to be red hot and ready to roll. Ms. Kasanev, I believe you're next. Ms. Kasanev, can you hear me? Adriana.
No, Chair, we only have two minutes now.
Right.
Gordon, I move to extend by 10 minutes, and I would like to be on the stack.
Naturally. Do you have many motions, Nancy? I apologize. That was sarcasm. My control.
Point of order for Catherine.
But hold on. I have Benito, I'm still trying to figure out what happened to Adriana because she's next on the stack.
I have a point of order, please. This is Catherine.
Yes, Catherine. What's your point of order?
My confusion is that I had asked to put in a substitute replacement motion. Perhaps my wording was not correct. Is that why you disallowed me to do that?
That was a long time ago, and a lot of people said a lot of things, Catherine.
I know, but you're allowing... I agree with the motion that Ken Lawfer put forth, but all I...
No, I didn't agree to take his motion either. I just told him to send it to me in writing. Look, this is dilatory behavior, I'm not accusing you of dilatory behavior. Eventually, this is why we don't get anything done. This is why it's been... We've known that this judgment was coming down since May and effectively haven't gotten anything done to accomplishment outside of what our CFO has been doing and the good people helping us find loans.
But that's what I wanted to speak to, and you didn't allow me to do that. So that is simply my point of order. I don't understand why I wasn't allowed to do that since you have had an open stack from the beginning. So I'm confused because...
Why don't you send your motion along to us in writing, too?
Because,
frankly, it gets confusing, and if essentially it's all just parliamentary tactics to stop Bill's motion from going through, get that. I read books, too. However, and I'm very familiar with parliamentary tactics, as I've been in Pacifica politics for 5 years, and the majority of it, 90% of it, is just, you know, ways to make Robert's rules ruin a business. Again, not accusing you personally. That's just what's going on since this item. That's why we keep extending. I would imagine everyone on the board should be offended by that, and hopefully everyone listening. At any rate, if you have something you wish to send to me in writing, send it to me in writing. We'll try to vote on it, too. Why not? Because we're not going to vote on anything of any consequence.
I'd like to call a question.
Point of personal privilege, Jan Goodman.
I'd like to call a question.
Yes, call the question.
Which question?
Second that.
Let's vote
the question on Grace's motion.
Okay.
And then the question on Bill's motion.
Let's
so
do it.
I think I mean his order. I'm not sure. Let me not put words in your mouth. But yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. Where are we here? Because we are at time for everything. It won't matter. At any rate, we're going to go to a vote. Because otherwise, we're just talking in circles. And I'll remind you all, we are on the open stream. And, you know, people expect more of us of this. This might be why one day I would entertain a motion to dissolve the Pacifica National Board. Perhaps next meeting. So what we're going to do, Mr. Secretary, is we're going to go to a vote on Grace's motion.
Mr. Chair Benito.
And it took you so long, Benito. Because we should be on Ken Lawfer's motion. Is that where you're at?
Mr. Chair, I have a point of order, Benito.
Yes, sir, Mr. Diaz.
Thank you. So, I don't understand this about we're taking a vote. Because you agreed with me.
I can explain. I'm just sick of all this, and I figured we would just go to a vote.
Mr. Chair, I have the floor, I think.
I bet I just answered your question. You have 90 seconds, Mr. Diaz.
Thank you. So, you agreed that we have a stack that we have to complete. You agreed that Grace has to be able to motivate her motion. You agreed that we have to have a number of people speak for and against her motion. And you agreed that Ms. Davis has a right to put forth her motion and that... Mr. Lawfer, I forgot who it was, has the right to put forth their motion. And
easy to forget, isn't it?
And Nancy made a motion to extend, which I seconded, and none of that has been dealt with. So I don't see how we can be getting to a vote when we haven't allowed people to speak yet.
Mr. Diaz, on that last note on the motion to extend,
we did.
I think we extended,
Chair?
Didn't we? Hold on.
Chair?
Yeah, we extended.
Yeah, I did.
Is that Aki?
Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Secretary?
Yep.
What are you saying?
We said that we couldn't do any of that because the time is up. You had your chance
Point
to do it, and we didn't.
I'm just going to say what we're going to do. And if anybody doesn't like it, my strongest suggestion is that next meeting you vote for a new chair of the board. I'm begging you. I'll vote. I'll just pick somebody with a name, and I'll vote for him, okay? Just two syllables or more in his name, and he has my vote. Or her. But I nominate him and give him the time. For now, I am still the chair, and no one has the floor but me. I'm going to now tell you what's going to transpire. Mr. Laufer, what was your motion?
Okay,
did you ever submit it? Was it seconded? I don't think so. So we're going to go back to that. If there's still time, we'll get back to your motion. Because eventually it'll be 11 o'clock on the East Coast, and, you know, it'll be time to fight over extensions and stuff like that. So here we go. Mr. Secretary, we're going to go to a vote on Ms. Aaron's motion. And I'm going to leave it to you to explain the outcome. A yes vote will be delaying this until we get more information, which we may or may not already have. Because, like I said, I have a lot of information inside of my book. Anyway.
On a personal privilege, Bill.
Why, Bill? Bill,
well,
we're not going to give you anything.
I'm just going to point out that the preparation for bankruptcy is not inconsistent with having a bankruptcy attorney come on next week. You can do both.
Yeah, of course it's not, Bill, but they don't care.
Vote on bills also.
We're going to vote on everything for no good reason. But actually, this is all going to turn out really well. So, Mr. Secretary, if you would.
Okay. So we're voting on the postponing the item 5, preparing for bankruptcy that was put by Grace. Okay, so Grace?
Yes.
Grace is yes. All right. David Beaton?
No.
David Beaton is no. All right. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
I said yes.
What's that? Jim?
Jim Brown said yes.
Yes.
Oh, Jim Brown says yes. I'm sorry. Brown is yes. Yes. All right. Adriana Kessner?
Can you tell me, please, who knocked me off the call?
I don't know. But how would you vote on the postponing the item number 5? Okay, let me get back to you. Bill Closure?
No.
Okay, Bill Closure.
Fiduciary duty.
No. All right, Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benita Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Okay, Rhonda is not on. Jan Goodman?
No.
Oh.
Okay, Jan Goodman is no. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina is no. Kim Wolfer?
Pass.
What's that?
Pass.
Ken passes. Robert Mark?
No.
Robert Mark is no. All right. Steven Roberts? Didn't get Serene. Mansoor Sabah?
I'm mute, sir.
No.
What's that?
No, Mansour votes no.
Mansour's
not muted. She can vote if she likes.
Tian Scruggs?
No.
Tian Scruggs, no. Nancy Soda? Nancy?
Yes.
Nancy is yes. All right. Alex Sandler?
Yes.
Alex Sandler is yes. All right. And Tanaka votes no. Kemba Shivanda? Kemba?
Kemba hasn't been on the... Oh, there he is.
Yes.
Kemba is yes. All right. Andrea Tana?
No, on fiduciary responsibility.
All right, Andrea. Mosqueda, Washington? Mosqueda?
Yes.
Mosqueda is yes. All right. Jonathan, Alexander?
No.
No, Jonathan is no. All right. So, Adriana, Kassana?
I say yes, before.
Okay, Adriana, yes. All right. Then Kenolf, are you passed? Kenolf? I've got trouble, Ken. Ken? How you vote?
My phone cut off. I vote yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ken Lover votes yes. All right. And then Serene Roberts? Serene?
Yes, to postponement. I can't argue, but apparently I'll be allowed to vote. How noble of you, Chair.
All right.
You're welcome.
So... All right, so the vote is 11 yes to postpone and 10 no, 10 votes no to not postpone. So postpone wins. Okay.
I counted 11 no's.
Repeat okay. That.
Yeah. Well, no. Let me go through. All right. Let me just go through.
Can we clarify that this is the motion to postpone? Until we consult with the bankruptcy attorney?
Right, exactly. This is Grace's motion.
So, double-check the tally, Aki.
All right. Why don't you just read it out? Grace is yes. Jonathan is no. David is no. Jim Brown is yes. Adriana is yes. Corjo is no. Davis is yes. Diaz is yes. Goodman is no. Sabrina is no. Rolfo is yes. Mark is no. Serene is yes. Mansour is no. Tian is no. Nancy is yes. Alex is yes. Tanaka is no. Tenda is yes. Turner is no. And Muscula is yes.
This is 10 to 10. 12 to 10.
What's that? 11 to 10 because Wanda is out on the line.
Well,
11 to 10.
Okay. Not to tally in the minutes, and we move on. To Bill's motion, because as Bill explained,
one is
not exclusive of the other.
Mine was to postpone that motion.
Exactly.
Of course it is.
Your motion was to get more information, but...
It's to postpone consideration of the bankruptcy motion by Bill until we consult with our bankruptcy attorney and get our questions answered.
Exactly. I move again, Mr. Chair, to executive session.
I second.
Any objections to adjourning? This meeting is adjourned.
I object to people making motions without being recognized.
Me too.